Hello and welcome to News 24 on Air, our live audio service. I'm Mihlali Ntsabo. More than 200 hours later, search and rescue efforts at the site where a five-story building collapsed in George have now been halted and the scene has been handed over to the police for investigation. The building collapsed just shortly after 2 p.m. on Monday, May 6th. 33 people who were working on the site were declared deceased. Now, we're joined on the line by Lisa Lee Solomons and Nicole McCain, our News 24 Cape Town Metro reporters who've been following the story for the latest updates. Nicole, Lisa Lee, thank you for joining us. Nicole, let's start off with you. Search and efforts have now been halted and the site, of course, has been handed over to the police. Does this mean all the people who were believed to be trapped under the rubble when the building collapsed have now been found?
Yes, that is correct. We were initially working with a number of 81 people that were thought to be on the site at the time of the collapse. That has now been revised, and officials have confirmed that 62 people were on the site, and they are all currently accounted for. Of those, of course, 33 have passed away. Now, there is a discrepancy in those two numbers, which officials have explained to us were built off lists that were supplied by contractors and subcontractors who were on the site on Monday. There were, of course, a number of people that have been found out in their communities, have come forward and said they, in fact, had not gone to work that day, or they had taken their lunch break for various reasons, were not on the site. And that list is what caused us to believe there were 81 people on the site. But, of course, they've reached the bottom of the site, they have fully excavated it, and there have been no more recoveries made.
So does this mean then the contractors and subcontractors had a different number of people who were on the site, or was there a misunderstanding?
So lists were supplied by the contractors and subcontractors of who was believed to have been working on that site at the time. Mm. At this stage, we're not entirely sure why there is a discrepancy with those lists, the number of people thought to be on the site and the number of people who actually were. But we do know that at this stage, the death toll stands at 33 and there will not be any increase to that death toll.
Right. Nicole, on Thursday, we actually saw President Cyril Ramaphosa visit the site, right? And he also met with some of the victims. Could you perhaps give us a summary of what he said to families of, you know, the injured and also some of the victims?
Yes, so the president visited the site on Thursday. He was taken through the rescue operation, how it had been conducted. And then, of course, he went to the town hall and he met with the families who've been affected by this tragedy. Many of them have lost loved ones. Mm. Some of them are survivors. They have been injured. And he really met to offer his condolences and, as he said, to offer some words of comfort. For a number of these families, the process will now start to have the remains of their loved ones returned to their home.
Right.
We do know that there are a number of foreign nationals who are on the site. Mm. And of course, there's now going to be quite a lengthy process to have their bodies repatriated to their home countries. Mm. There are, of course, also South Africans who would be looking to take their families back to their homes. We spoke to a number of people, for instance, from the Eastern Cape. And they would, of course, also need support in transporting the remains of their loved one.
Okay.
And the president was very clear about this. He did say there will be assistance offered to those people. Repatriation is going to take place and the government will do everything that it can to support the families.
So all families affected will be offered support by the government?
That is correct, yes. Right. That has been the assurance from the presidency.
Right. And before Nicole, before I let you go, now that the site has been handed over to the police, do we have an indication how long investigations might take?
So we are probably still looking at quite a lengthy investigation. The site has been handed over to the police.
Mm.
They will conclude their investigation before handing it over to the Department of Labor, and they will then start investigating it. Right. At the moment, SAPS has said they still have quite a bit of legwork to do, especially in terms of compiling statements and affidavits from the various people that were affected. They have been at the site throughout the rescue operation, so they have started the investigation there, and that aspect is likely to conclude quite soon. There are also currently two sites, one where the building collapsed and another site where the rubble has been stored, because that is considered evidence in the case. So once the police investigation has concluded, it will be handed over to the Department of Labor, and then they will start their investigation. So we are still looking at probably several weeks.
Right. Lisa Lee, let's bring you into the conversation now. I mean, you had been speaking to some of the families of the victims from the onset of when this tragedy broke, in the media. And to the point where you even spoke to some of the victims, one of them who was actually trapped, you know, under the rubble while waiting to receive assistance and help. Can you just reflect on, you know, just how it was for you just speaking to these people, and also like how some of the families were feeling, and how also they perhaps are feeling now that, you know, we've learned and heard from Nicole, you know, that investigations, search and rescue efforts, have been concluded.
Hi, Michali. So, yeah, we have spoken to some of the families of the victims that were removed alive out of those rubble, as well as some of the family that discovered some of the mortuaries over the past weekend. If you recall, last week, Tuesday, we spoke to one of the survivors, Dalvin Faces, who spoke to News 24 from under the rubble on the bare minimum phone battery that he had. He was miraculously pulled out of the rubble a few hours later after that phone call. He was discharged from hospital last week, Friday, and I spoke to him that day, and he said to me that he was well enough to drive himself home to Muscle Bay, because he lived in Muscle Bay with his family. So he's recovering at home. I understand that he was on site yesterday to speak to the media as well, where he learned that more of his colleagues have passed on, at least four of them that he worked really closely with have since passed. And he was the only one out of that group of friends. There were five that were very close, and the four of them did not make it. He's obviously quite heartbroken about that, and, you know, says that anything that he can say, it's not going to be of much help right now, because the families are dealing with it so much, losing their loved ones. But he was eternally grateful have made it out there alive. I remember him also telling me that, you know, while he was driving home, that last week Friday, as he drove home, he just had this overwhelming sense of gratitude and emotion. He made it out from that problem.
Right.
I also spoke to three husbands recently. I think it was on Tuesday. Three husbands with wives. Whose wives were pulled out of the rubble last week, and Wednesday, Thursday, they had no idea that their wives had already been dead. They've been on site, thousands of them have been on site all week, you know, to help them saying that their wives had already pulled out alive, and they couldn't have been gone. However, it was again that their bodies had been laying in the morgue for quite some time already, and they could only view the body and identify their wives on Sunday and Monday.
Right. Lisa Lee, I might have to cut you short there because our line seems to be quite unstable. We do apologize for the quality of, you know, the audio coming through from Lisa Lee. But just to, before I let you go, Lisa Lee, do we at this point know how many of the victims are still in the hospital, and also how those who've been discharged are actually keeping, you know, doing with recovery?
So for now, Michali, we know that there are 10 people that are recovering in hospital. There has been no indication as to how they are feeling right now, but we are aware that they are still receiving medical treatment at various hospitals within the George municipality.
All right. The line seems to be a bit better now. Just one more question, Lisa Lee. Do we know if during this, you know, if family members and loved ones were actually receiving any sort of support or assistance, you know, from government, while during the course of, you know, search and rescue efforts? Because I know there was a point where, I stand to be corrected here, of course, Lisa Lee, that some relatives were still trying to, you know, identify their loved ones. The family members that you spoken to, you know, did they indicate that they were receiving some sort of like support to kind of like, you know, work through and, you know, this traumatic ordeal that they were going through?
So earlier on, as I was before the line got interrupted, Michali, I was just telling our listeners
about the three husbands that unfortunately had no idea that their wives had been laying in the state mortuary for a very long time. The husbands were under the impression that their wives were still trapped under the rubble last week. So they've been every day at the site, you know, hoping and praying that their wives are going to be one of the few that will also be pulled out alive. However, it emerged last week on Thursday that they've been laying in the hospital already in the state mortuary, sorry, already since Wednesday. Their husbands were only able to view their bodies over the weekend on Sunday, and the last wife was viewed on Monday. They were obviously, you know, quite disturbed about that, because they said that, you know, they weren't kept abreast as to where their wives were. They were under the impression that their wives were under the rubble, and that's why they were still sitting at site waiting and just hoping that something's going to happen. So they have been in contact with government. Government has been assisting them and providing them with more detail as to what's been happening right now, and where they're going to stand now in terms of getting the bodies over to Malawi, because that's where the women are from, and that's where the family are from. I understand that the South African embassy is also in constant communication with the Malawian embassy, just to get their ball rolling and getting the bodies back to their hometown, so they can be buried hopefully within next week, the husbands have said.
Right. Lisa Lee Solomons, Nicole McCain, News 24's Cape Town Metro reporters, thank you for joining us. And of course, you can visit news24.com for our coverage and updates on the building collapse. That's all we have for now. Until next time, I'm Ihlali Ntsabo.